parents sent me first to one school and another and another and another. Do you want all the list of all of them?
Just wanted to.
Well, kindergarten at a place called Dalton School, D-A-L-T-O-N. First and second grade in a place called Nyack, New York. And then my parents were separated. I spent the rest of my life in boarding school. And from third grade on, I lived up in the country in Connecticut.
Anyway. I just give it a little drag because it goes forward.
You're turning?
Yep. Well, it turns its foot.
Okay. Spring Hill School. After that, a place called Avon, A-V-O-N. And after that, Harvard College for 2 years.
Okay.
I said outdoors.
Let's see. When did you first get interested in music?
All my life. 3 years old, and my mother gave me an auto harp to play on.
Yeah,
a ukulele, but I never studied music because I just wanted to play it for the fun of it.
And is it easy to think of songs?
Well, for some people it's easier than others, I guess. But anything is as hard as you want to make it. In other words, if you want to do a job well, it's going to be hard. And that goes for whether it's washing windows or writing a book.
Do you really like your job?
Mm-hmm. I'm a very lucky person. I like to do what I do.
And is it very hard to keep up such a busy schedule?
It's harder on my family than anything else, my wife and children. Have to put up with me coming home for a few days, and then I'm away for a few days, then I come home, then I'm away, then home, then away.
Where do you get ideas for your songs?
Everywhere. You can get them from anything that happens, anybody you meet.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get earaches from all the clapping?
Well, as you get older, your eyes go back in you, your ears go back in you, and one of the things that happens is your ears get less flexible. Old people's bodies just get less flexible than young people's bodies. When I was young, I could put my knee in the back of my head. I can't do it anymore. And same way with your eardrums. I no longer can take real loud noises, and when people don't speak loud, neither can I hear very faint noises. So I'm always saying pop to the people.
Would you like everybody to be around music?
Yes, we would. Now, it's nice to listen to music, but if all we did is listen to music, I think the world would be not such a good world. I think it's a good thing for people to do things for themselves.
Is it easy to make all different kinds of sounds with your voice?
Well, you can do a lot more than you think you can if you're strong. I was not born with a particularly good voice, and I don't have a good voice. But what I have, I used it.
What is the favorite song you have written?
It's hard to say. Just like when you ask you for your favorite food, it depends. In summer you like one thing, in winter you like another. So, a lot of things. And I sing them. You can tell when I sing which one is my favorite.
How many of your songs are about children?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, some. But, would you say Green and Yellow is about children? Henry, my son.
Do you like more children in America to pick up banjo?
I'd like more children in America to make music, but I don't care whether it's banjo or not.
Where do you live now?
I live with my wife and family in the woods near the Hudson River, about 60 miles north of New York City.
What is it like to be an American since all of
that? Well, it's kind of embarrassing. There's a lot of good musicians that I know who are not on records and television. And I often think, when people say they like to hear me play the banjo, I say, gee, you should hear so-and-so. He can play much better than I can. But they've never heard him or her.
Did children ever bother you while you were giving a concert?
Not much. No, I like kids.
How many records have you made?
Too many.
How many cities do you visit for tour, and how much break do you get at your home?
Sometimes I just go away to visit one city and then I come home. On this trip I'm going to about 6 different cities and then I go home. Mm-hmm. So there isn't any standard rule.
21 is, do you ever get a sore throat after concerts?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I try and do too much and I get a sore throat. My throat and I take cough drops and I eat honey. And the best thing is to not talk too much.
What is your favorite color?
Green.
And do you have any pets?
My daughter has a dog and a cat. And they've got me.
Is the banjo easy for you to play?
So long ago that I learned it, it seems easy for me. But once in a while I try changing it around from my right to my left hand, and then I suddenly realize how hard it is to do it. But playing the banjo is like walking, you know. It took each of us a few years to learn how to walk, but once you learn how to walk, you think it's easy. But there was once a man I knew who had an accident and he had to learn how to walk all over again at age 70. He said, this is a complicated thing, walking. I didn't know it was so hard. You got your ankle and your knee and your hips and you have to coordinate them all. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And do you get stage fright?
Not so much anymore, no.
And what is your favorite food?
Well, it's just like you asked me. Just like you asked me, what's my favorite song? I like different things. Well, I like strawberry shortcake. I like Welsh rabbit. I like a lot of different kinds of things.
And what out of all the cities you have visited is your favorite city?
That would be hard to say. Hanoi, North Vietnam. I was there last March. It's a very quiet, well, was before the bombing started up again. About 1 million people, almost all of them on bicycles. And they're very friendly people. They didn't know who I was, except I was not a Vietnamese, but I'd smile at them and they'd give me a big grin in reply. There's hardly any cars in it, so the air is nice and sweet. But as I say, this was back in March before American airplanes started bombing. So now I don't know how much of Hanoi is still there.
And do you play any other instrument other than banjo and guitar?
Oh, I tootle on a whistle sometimes. You ever hear of an instrument called a recorder?
Oh yeah, we can get
that. I used to try to play a steel drum, but I wasn't very good at it.
And how old were you when you wrote your first song?
I don't know. I was writing poetry when I was your age, and I guess I was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
In my late teens when I started writing poetry.
And would you like a copy of this interview?
I'd love a copy of this interview. A copy of this interview, Beacon, New York, BEACON.